Well, hello. Welcome to Shaken and Disturbed. Hey, guys, it's your father here, your father solo, Father God, Father Nature, Darren Karp, Johnny Boy, our mother, Lord and Savior. She's sick this week, so we weren't able to record a new episode. Don't worry, I'm going to give him shit for it next week, of course. So check out this flashback episode from about a year ago about the horrific murder of beauty influencer Khadija O. We're back next week with our buds, Tim and Lance, which will surely be a great episode. So definitely stay tuned for that. Without further ado, here's Khadija O.
That's a good way to put it.
I'm glad you just started hitting recording to our patrons at home.
Hi, everybody on Patreon.
Actually, watch us. Sorry, you saw us mid-conversation. It's because Johnny Boy, this guy I'm pointing to right here, forgot to hit record. And that's okay. We wanted to let you guys know, though, here at Shaken and Disturbed, that we understand the Adnan Syed stuff is still going on. We understand that's been a big headline. We've gotten all of your DMs. We've researched it. We talked about it on this week's NMR. So go back a day or two or so ago and you'll see it. We talk about all about Adnan Syed and what Rabia had to say and our thoughts and feelings.
Yeah. And we dissect how any of this makes any goddamn sense, which, by the way, spoiler alert, it doesn't. So there's
it
that.
Does and it doesn't.
Is it does and it doesn't. You're right.
It doesn't,
that's
it
a good
doesn't.
Way
it's
to
like
put
a little
it.
Bit of a it's a toss.
Catch
I don't want
to.
Yeah. And I don't want to rehash it here because we did that
right
on our NMR. And there's more NMR on our Patreon, by the way, of course. And of course, you can watch this video of us being late when, recorded.
When I hit record, you can typically watch, it turns out. You know what's funny? Here's a little tidbit for you guys. I don't usually hit record now because sometimes in the beginnings of our shows, Darren and I are talking about some things that shouldn't go on the air. Okay.
That's true too. Or sometimes I'm wearing an outfit and I'm covered and you can't
true,
see.
Yes.
A lot of good feedback on my Snoopy outfit, which I take, which is awesome. So I appreciate all that feedback. That's been really lovely.
Yeah, I posted a photo in our Facebook group teasing what people are missing on our video podcast for the Sussy Radishes on Patreon. A lot of responses, Darren. Everyone is laughing. Some people were like, what is going on here?
That makes sense.
That's what we want. That's what we want. Keep everybody on their toes
Absolutely.
With this show.
Yeah. I'm back in New York City finally. We're recording this a little bit later, but I'm
you are
back.
A tour of the world.
I really want tour of the United States at least.
My God.
But I'm finally back and I'm really excited to kind of get into all of this stuff with you.
Well, how many days do you have until your next trip is happening?
I leave April 12th.
I was going to say it can't be
so
more than
2 weeks.
2 weeks. I was
going to
say
really.
2 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. About 2 weeks. So
where are you going?
Home. I'm going to Coachella. So I'm going to go to LA and then I'm going to go to Coachella and then I'm going to come back.
Nice. Are you going to do any substances in Coachella? Can you be on the record talking about that? Maybe we shouldn't answer that question.
Save it for Patreon. I'll save it for Patreon. I can't imagine I'm going to be on substances except maybe alcohol and maybe an edible.
Sounds fun.
These days, I'm very health conscious of that. Not that taking any other substances necessarily means you're not health conscious.
Do you want me to cut this? Do you want me to cut this?
No, okay. It's fine.
All right.
I'm not going to be taking any substances.
All right.
The only substance I'm going to take in is fun.
Is life. Yeah, fun. Wow.
Fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
And music and a good time.
That's right.
Hey.
That's right.
Who's headlining Coachella this year? Who's the big number? I don't know.
Bad Bunny, Blackpink. Who's the third one? Oh, God. I just looked this up yesterday.
That's okay.
Because
you don't have to know off the top of your head.
Gorillaz is going to be there. Bjork's going to be there. I'm very excited. Oh, Frank Ocean is.
Frank Ocean. What about Tame Impala?
They're not there, I don't think, this year because they would have been headlining. I saw them a couple times last year, though. So
you're a big fan.
I think they're
so.
Done with it. Big fan. I think they're done with that tour. And so now I get to kind of focus on the other ones.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, now that that is behind us, Darren, let's get right into this week's episode because it's an interesting one that has to do with Instagram. So, since its founding in 2010, Instagram has become one of the most popular apps used, earning upwards of 3.8 billion downloads to date, which
that's
is like
a lot, but like, now I feel like even though Instagram is still popular and it's still big, it's like TikTok or bust, even though I'm not on TikTok,
you've
advocated it for a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the important thing to remember about these apps is like, there's always a bubble. in 10 years time, I can't really confidently say that TikTok is going to be at the front of a tip of everyone's tongues as it sure. is right now. Just like Facebook had its moment. Twitter had its moment.
Yeah.
You know, Instagram had its
yeah,
moment.
They all have their peaks and valleys to an extent.
Yeah.
Will Instagram be the next MySpace? Probably not.
I don't see that happening.
But with the, I don't know. I do feel like social media with TikTok leading it, and there's obviously a lot of like politics and stuff going on with TikTok at the moment, but I do feel like TikTok will be around for a while. But that is if it doesn't get banned, of course.
I definitely think it's going to be around for a while. All these apps are around for a while. The question is like, you know, the generation that's growing up on TikTok will eventually grow out of it in the same way, I think.
I agree.
To some extent, you know?
Yeah, that's a great point because I think that's what happened with both Facebook and Twitter. Those audiences kind of grew out of those things.
They started having kids. They started having jobs. And people had to be like, maybe I don't want to put every little thing that I fucking, you know.
Yeah.
On social media that they start, I don't know, it's possible, but this is really like, we are kind of the last generation that grew up without some of this stuff. So,
right. That's true.
We'll see how it's going to be new trends all around.
Yeah, I agree. One last thing quickly about TikTok, because I've been thinking about this and I want to know what the listeners think. If you guys are listening, would you like to see us on a TikTok live when we're recording episodes? I always thought that would be a fun thing to do. Just have like a live stream happening while we're recording. You know, I don't know, just like an extra fun thing and connecting with some people on TikTok, because there's a lot of podcasters on TikTok, a lot of true crime happening on there as well. So something to think about. If you're listening and you love TikTok and you want to see us live, hit us up, Jay Thrasher, or hit us up on TikTok at John Thrasher. Is mine. Do you have TikTok? I forget.
Don't have TikTok.
Let me just say one last thing on TikTok because I always bring this up.
Yeah.
It was January 2020.
Oh.
Right before the pandemic really hit hard. Darren and I are live on stage at the DC, you know exactly where I'm going with this, which I love.
Do, of course.
The DC show, which I'm forgetting the name of that venue, the Hamilton Live. Beautiful venue. Thanks for having us. Went back for lunch there years later. Darren starts making fun of me for being on TikTok because at the time, not everybody was really on TikTok yet.
It was a lot of just young kids dancing, which it still
which
is
not true. But Darren continues to say that.
Okay.
So Darren stands on stage in front of a room full of maybe 120, 30 people. And with a microphone in hand, said that John is watching 12-year-old boys on TikTok every night, to which the crowd goes wild. And I just want to say, in that moment, mm-hmm. I knew that you would go for the punchline over our friendship. And
always.
It's stuck with me all this
you
time.
You and I both know that.
Well, I would do that too, actually. So you're right. You're right.
Yeah, come on now. Come on.
I'm sure we've both done that over the years on live shows. But anyway.
We do that to each other every day on this show.
Fair enough. But I just remember being mortified.
You should be. That was the goal.
But that's the goal. That's mm-hmm. the goal. No, it was nothing serious. But I was like, I literally like never saw the 12-year-old boys that she kept talking about. So I'm like, what the hell is she seeing on her TikTok?
That's because you filtered it for the 13s and up.
Oh, 13s and up. Didn't
that's
realize
what
that.
Did.
See
that's
what she
did.
See what's happening? I'm opening the door and she's walking right through it, guys. Anyway, let's get back to the actual true crime story that's happening here. So, of course, some people use Instagram for keeping up with friends. Others might use it to share their art or promote a small business. You know, we've done our fair share of promoting things on our own Instagram, of course. Some are even able to make a living off of creating content alone. And this, of course, gives birth to the term influencer, which, Darren, I think 10 years ago even, maybe we wouldn't quite know what that meant. Or maybe it had a different meaning 10 years ago than it does now.
It certainly wasn't as pervasive as it is mm-hmm. right now.
An extension of the blogger, Instagram influencers captivate audiences with their constant feed of content, often sponsored by various companies. Now, these brands enter a symbiotic relationship with the influencer who promotes their business in exchange for money or free products. Not unlike, you know, some of the ad reads, which you'll hear from time to time here on this show.
Sure.
Some of us have to pay the bills to keep the lights on of the show. Anyway, millions of people make content aspiring to get these brand deals. But with that comes the high risk of being scammed. And if you heard a recent episode of the show, you'll know that you don't want to try to scam us. Okay.
If you listen to our NMR, you will
NMR,
have, you will have known that. Yes.
For a minute there, I was like, did I say that on this episode? Was that NMR? So anyway, it can be difficult to tell what's real and what's fake online, which sometimes results in people having their money or content stolen. By the way, we're seeing a rise in this, I think, a little bit lately with the introduction of AI into the world, ChatGPT and other things like that. And in some of the very worst case scenarios, unfortunately, this stuff can even cost people their lives. And that was the case for Algerian beauty influencer Khadija O. Now, Khadija was 23 years old living in Germany when a simple Instagram DM completely changed the trajectory of her life.
Mm. Well, she had been posting regularly on various social media sites, such as TikTok and Instagram, gaining a following for her content surrounding makeup and beauty products. A lot of people make businesses this way, but I also feel like as much as social media has sort of ruined people's lives in some ways, it's also held people accountable. You know, if someone's not posting, it also alerts people. That might be a red flag, you know, and that might alert people that like, hey, what's going on with this person? So there's also some helpful things. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I mean, to your point, I will say like, you know, as I'm single and online dating, and a very close friend of mine is now online dating for the first time in her life.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been fun. I say that literally and kind of sarcastically. You know, we have been looking at her potential dates Instagrams and trying to draw conclusions. And I'll say there is, you know, whether or not
there's a lot to say about a person.
There's a lot to say about a person based on their Instagram feed. Starting with, have they used their real name? Which hilariously has not always been the case in my friends' online dating. So I'm just going to put that out there, and maybe we do a whole NMR about how to online date safely.
I really understand that, because like I get wanting to like fudge your height or maybe fudge something that's like maybe your age, but your name, like eventually, like when it's like if you had one eye and then you only took pictures with sunglasses, it's like when you go on that date, eventually they're going to know. And don't you want to weed out the people that wouldn't like you for having whatever, you know, three limbs or something? Like that's all going to come out eventually.
Well,
what's
Darren,
end game?
What I can tell you about this situation is simply that men ain't shit. And I believe that as myself and
sing
my
it, sister,
my friend and I who are looking to date men, which I know you are not.
Right.
Listen,
I'm not looking to date women either. I'm
no, that's true.
Taken.
You're happily taken. But I mean, in terms of like how this plays out for men, they're probably cheating. They probably got something going on that they don't want the other people to know. Like it's a whole thing. This is what I'm saying. Like we should save this for an NMR episode because I could go in about how
there's
men
etiquette.
Ain't shit. Yeah. But well, anyway, keep going here.
So Khadija O had been regularly posting on various social media sites, like I said, and it all began when she received an odd message that seemed almost too good to be true, which it probably
is. It always
usually
is. Yep, yep.
The message came from someone who claimed to work for a popular German-Iraqi pop star named Loon, who Khadija happened to be a big fan of. Let me just say, I cannot tell you, I've probably gotten over 50 DMs of people sending me screenshots of people pretending to be Andy Cohen's assistant and claiming to be me.
Interesting.
Okay? But it's always like bad grammar. Like you can always tell. Like you're oh, I see you're a big fan of Andy's work. Would love to do that. Like no one's reaching out from a celebrity account being like, you're a big fan of theirs. Would love to. Like no one's doing that. And so I'm always like, the grammar's wrong. Everything is wrong. Like just your gut is usually right about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's just crazy how easily people can just kind of impersonate and just pretend to be that person.
Yeah, especially in like there's so much conversation right now around blue checks, which thankfully you're verified on pretty much everything that I've seen. So
know,
like
I'm not going to pay for Twitter. I'm not going to pay.
Oh,
for
hell no. But that's the whole that's what I was just getting at is like, and now I think Instagram and Meta is doing this with Facebook. Like you can now buy a blue check. And I'm like, the whole
point
of the blue check is verification of someone's identity that needs to be a sort of securely identified. Like now, Darren, I could literally sign up today as Darren Karp at Darren Karp 101 on
Twitter. Like you're
with
claiming
a blue
to
check.
Be, I'll just claim to be Andy. Like I don't, there has to be, this is so weird.
It's but, very weird, but I don't think that these features were implemented yet during this case. So,
well,
to think
this
about.
One, you know, obviously these messages are enticing and even the you know, the most innocent bystander, even the smartest person, can kind of get swindled by this, because obviously people who are coming to me about it know who I am because right. they're DMing me and by it's from way- another account. And I'm like, if it's not coming from me, then it isn't me, you know? And
yeah.
It's just people want to believe what they want to believe. And it's also hard to imagine someone like impersonating someone else online because it sounds crazy.
Yeah. By the way, I just want to put it out there. If American pop star David Archuleta ever messaged me.
Right.
I would know if it's him or not because I have all of his information available.
But also if someone was like, I'm from David Archuleta's team. Do you want to be in a music video? You'd probably be like, yes, where do I sign up? So that's kind of what happened to Khadija. Okay, here you go. Because this message.
This is me right now. I'm freaking out that you just said that because I would love to do that.
This message was inviting Khadija to meet up with Loon and be featured in her new music video.
So you're
obviously like, that's enticing. That's huge. And of course, at first she's ecstatic, just like you are, even at the mention of David Archuleta. But something didn't feel right. And I think that's kind of where people get into the crosshairs with this stuff, right? She noticed the message wasn't sent from Loon's official verified account, which is what happens to me. And it was hard to tell if the sender was being earnest about being associated with the artist.
Because there's no way to verify that even, you know? Like, you're just hearing this. It's right, like, how would you verify that?
And I will say that if you were representing an artist, you'd make it known. There would be some type of obvious thing, like...
Yeah. Well, you know...
Your email address isn't like JT78256 at Opt Online, whatever the fuck, you know, like there's always going to be some type of proof, I think.
I totally agree. You know, I have personally run into some issues like this, not to keep, by the way, interrupting you. I do want to move on through this, but, you know, as a producer at Oxygen and at Space Station, my previous employer, and now at A&E even, you know, I had to reach out to talent a lot of the time. And, you know, I had my official email addresses, but there were some cases, especially in investigations or, you know, reaching out to victims and victims' families when I was working with Space Station, where like, you know, I did have to hit them up on DMs on social media because there was no available public Gmail or public email account. So like sometimes I had to be like, I work here, I promise. And, you know, eventually once I got their email, we were able to verify. But right back in those days, not those days, like it was that long ago, but it's like, you know, if you're an excited person about a certain artist that you love, you almost want to give them the benefit of the doubt in a sense.
Well, of course. And you want it to be true, right? So it's like so easy to convince yourself of that. And obviously, to get to the bottom of everything, because something felt a little sussy to Khadija, she decided to go directly to the source and message Loon's verified account. Smart. Mm-hmm. People do all the time, and I'm verified. And I'm like, it's not me. It's not me.
That's true. And I've done that with David several times. I send him DMs as if we're friends or lovers.
Exactly. Yeah. And you haven't gotten a response yet, and that's cool.
Nope. He hasn't even seen them.
Nope, exactly. Cool. Well, Khadija sent a voice message explaining the message she had received and asking the pop star directly if it was true. Loon actually responded rather quickly, saying, "It's fake, sister. Don't answer." Super nice.
Great.
Like, for a pop star to answer, especially if you're a fan, like, that's the best thing about social media, is it makes you feel like
totally
you can talk to these stars. And Khadija then blocked the account, not knowing that this only would be her first encounter with the person who would ultimately take her life. And on the other end of the chat was a woman who looked almost identical to her, named Sharabin K.
All right. So, yeah, Sharabin, however you want to say
Sharabin,
that.
Sharabin. I hope I get it right, but yeah.
I'm going to say Sharabin instinctively, if that's okay. I just feel like Sharabin was also 23 years old and had been born and raised in Munich, Germany. Now remember, Khadija was also living in Germany at this time. The daughter of two Iraqi immigrants, Sharabin reportedly struggled to get along with her family. The details have yet to become clear, but in August of 2022, so just several months ago at this point, there was an exceptionally bad rift between Sharabin and her family, so much so that she allegedly began concocting a diabolical plan to fake her own death and start a completely new life. This fresh start, however, would require an immense sacrifice, her new life in exchange for the life of an innocent person. During the summer of 2022, she began scouring Instagram in search of women who were around the same age and bore a strong physical resemblance to herself. Do you see where this is going?
Yes, I do.
A total of 5 women were contacted, all of them with strikingly similar skin complexions, hair, and body type.
I wonder how she found that. Just like...
like searching.
I don't know. Like, yeah, if I was trying to search for myself, like, ooh, I don't really know what I would even like look. Like,
yeah,
there's just so many people on Instagram, and maybe being a Rocky, and maybe like you look for locations and I don't know. But like, you know, you look for certain hashtags. But like, even for me, I'm like, what the fuck would I look up? Like, short bob haircut? Like, I don't even know what I'd even search for.
What would the search terms be? Like short bob lesbian shoes? Or whatever?
Like I have no idea. Like, right. Like, it's so interesting how she would even find 5 women.
Yeah. By the way, that was a reference to NMR. If anyone didn't listen to it, go listen. Lesbian shoes. Well, one of the women Shravan came across was an aspiring beauty influencer known as Khadija O. When the first attempt to meet up with Khadija failed, Shravan was not deterred. Allegedly, she continued to message Khadija under different accounts. Mm-mm. With the help of her boyfriend, Shakir, Shravan convinced Khadija that they were working on behalf of a brand that wanted to give her a deal. I get these two all the time, by the way. I'm not as popular as Darren on Instagram, but like, yeah, every once in a while I'm getting DMs from people that just really are very clearly scamming. Well, she proposed that they meet up so that they could give her some different beauty products for her to use in her content, basically. Khadija was hesitant, but much to my chagrin as somebody who, you know, takes online security very seriously, did eventually agree to meet up. And yeah, you can probably guess where this sad, tragic story is headed.
Yeah, and it's sad because obviously, like, it's got to be hard. You know, I think a lot of people can look at something like this and be like, why the fuck would you meet up with this person? Like, come on. Like,
right.
But it's really easy to fall for these scams. And I think that's why there's so many of them and why people kind of keep doing it is obviously because there's people who believe in it. And it's not a matter of like, it's not really a matter of like being smart. It's a matter of where you are in your life and the vulnerability and kind of wanting something to be true and also having a hard time believing that someone would do this, because you would never do this. I would never scam someone. I would never like go online and do all these things to try and like find people that looked like me, create a brand. Like, it almost seems unbelievable. And so I think when that's where we kind of get caught up in our little like naivete. I've been caught up in it too. So this is not a judgment call whatsoever.
Interesting. What do you mean by that? If you don't mind me asking,
like, you just want being something to be true. I've gotten emails before would have been like, hey Nadine, what do you think about this? Nadine's like, no. Like, Nadine's like, absolutely not, you know? And I'm like, do you think the shoe? She's like, absolutely not. This is not true. Like, I remember I got one of those like password things where this random email, like an email being like, your password's been compromised. Like, if you don't send, you know, and I called my dad, I was like, is this true? And my dad was like, no. Like, he was just like, absolutely not. And it's just easy. And I'm smart, you know? And like, I'm not sending out everything to everyone, but it's kind of hard to know these days what's true, what isn't, because technology is sort of like this wild, wild west to some extent. Yeah. No one really knows who is on the other side of that computer.
Or a phone call, because that's another thing you hear a lot about, especially with the elderly.
My grandfather tried to get swindled. You know, thank God we kind of intervened in that time. But like, you know, these things happen all the time, especially to elderly. And like, that's, it's terrible, but it's not a matter of being like smart. You know, it has everything to do with finding hard to believe that someone would actually fucking do this, you know?
And right. That's true. The human condition.
So on August 16th, Shravan told her parents that she was going to be driving to go visit her ex-husband. It was quite a long drive. So she told them not to expect her home until the next day.
Okay.
Instead of driving to this place called Ingolstadt, which is the German word that I was trying to say before, which was spelled weird, so I couldn't get it right. But instead of driving to Ingolstadt right away, Shravan picked up Shakir, and the two began making their way towards Hellebron, where Khadija lived and planned to meet up with her. Okay. Now, allegedly, with the assistance of Shakir, Shravan coaxed the young woman into the car.
Yeah, I mean, if you're dropping off beauty, because this is what she's doing.
That's like, it's just,
And I mean, I could see it being like... hey,
I got my beauty products in the trunk. Do you want to come?
Or like, hey, we got a hotel and we're meeting other beauty influencers tonight. Come network. I mean, there are certainly different ways where getting into a car, even with someone you don't know, makes sense.
If this woman, and I mean Shravan, not Khadija, if this woman took the time to scour fucking Instagram to find lookalikes, like she had planned out a way to get this person in the car. Like she had figured it out. And so tragically, the two then drove to a secluded wooded area where Shravan brutally murdered Khadija, stabbing her in the face over 50 times to the point where she was completely unrecognizable. And I think the point of that, obviously, is because she's trying to take this woman's identity. So she doesn't want this woman to be identified appropriately. In the face 50 times is.
That's a lot.
It's brutal. And the two then stuffed Khadija's body into the trunk of Sharabin's Mercedes, drove to Ingolstadt, where the vehicle was abandoned less than a mile from the ex-husband Sharabin was supposedly going to visit. Seems stupid to do it that way,
Well,
but
yeah, I mean,
because that
there's.
places you in the scene of the crime, like that places you in the area.
So far, everything about this scenario
It's.
seems very traceable, especially given the
Right.
whole Instagram of it all.
And the messages, right. And like
Yeah,
it
so I don't
pings like
know.
where your cell phone's showing up. But apparently this was allegedly in hopes that Khadija's unrecognizable body would be mistaken for Sharabin. Okay, so that's why she's doing that. I didn't place that it was going to be the placement, allowing her to fake her own death and start a new life away from her family. Now, this horrific deed marked the beginning of Sharabin's new life. In theory, so she thinks. Soon, Sharabin's parents became concerned when they realized they couldn't get in contact with her daughter. Upon contacting her ex-husband, they were even more concerned to learn that Sharabin had never even made it to the house. So they immediately packed up all their stuff and drove to Ingolstadt to look for her. Now, not far from her ex-husband's house, Sharabin's parents found her Mercedes seemingly empty and abandoned.
Wow, so the parents found the Mercedes. It wasn't even like the police were called or anything like that.
Right, exactly. And when they opened the trunk, they found what they thought to be the remains of their 23-year-old daughter. But as you can expect, obviously it wasn't that, but the authorities were certainly called.
And they confirmed the identity of the body, and an investigation into the murder of Sharabin was officially opened.
This woman must have like had no identifiable marks on her because even like my parents would know marks on my body. You
Yeah,
know,
and I'm
like I could see my
thinking.
parents being like, that's not my daughter's back.
Yeah, you would think, yeah, but it's also like, that
Feet.
is that the same thing as a dead body? I mean, I hate to be
Yeah, I
really
don't know.
morbid
I don't know.
about it,
No,
'cause
you're right. But
blood
she's
loss, morbidity
totally,
and all that stuff.
but she must have been like same height, same
Same
build, like
everything. I mean,
same
that's
everything outside of just same face.
yeah. Well, when the body was removed from the scene, it was sent to a forensic lab for standard testing. Both the family and police were shocked to find that neither the dental records or
Right.
DNA testing matched that of Sharabin.
My first thought was dental records because you can stab the face, but like you're still going to have teeth. You'd have to literally remove the teeth.
Well, and it's like, you don't have to be a true crime podcaster to know that, like, they're gonna do this type of testing, right? I mean,
I
this
don't
is
know.
something, maybe you're right. Yeah, as I'm saying that, I'm like, maybe they don't know that. But, this is a crime where 30 years ago, you might be able to get away with this type of thing.
Maybe.
Yeah, because maybe they're not really looking for that kind of testing. And I don't know, maybe I'm just thinking too much about that. But while her parents celebrated the possibility of their daughter still being alive, the investigators were stuck with two daunting questions. Of course, where is Sharabin? And maybe somewhat more importantly, who is this dead woman that was in her trunk?
Yeah.
Upon scanning missing persons
Yeah.
reports, investigators came across the one filed by Khadija's parents shortly after she had disappeared. After DNA testing was completed, it was confirmed that the body found in Sharabin's trunk was indeed the young influencer, Khadija O. Upon further investigation, Instagram messages were examined by authorities, allowing them to put the pieces together rather quickly as to what actually happened. I mean, yeah,
See, it's just so
everything's
much
laid out.
traceable, right? It's
That's
so
what I
traceable,
mean.
right?
And like for people that are allegedly like working in the influencing world and like online and can find complete matches of their body types, like wouldn't that be something that you would logically think, would be figured out.
I wonder if you're also like playing the game that you don't think the authorities are as smart as you. Like everyone thinks that they're smarter than everyone else. And to some extent, yes, the authorities totally botch cases, but like that they're just going to be like, oh, body in car. This is it. Close the case. Like maybe she's banking on the fact that the police aren't going to really go through with this and really look into it.
Probably is my guess. It soon became clear that Sharaban had been trying to connect with multiple different women, all of whom bore very similar physical features. She used the same tactics as she used with Khadija, such as pretending to be associated with Loon to invite lookalikes to feature in a new music video. I'm also wondering, like, why Loon? Like, you could really, like, associate
maybe
with any
of,
artist.
Maybe because of, like, the Iraqi.
Okay, maybe. Oh,
maybe
right.
There's, like, something to do with that. And, yeah, I don't know.
Well, Khadija was unfortunate to be the only woman to fall for Sharaban's cruel trick, and this elaborate stunt has been dubbed the doppelganger murder by German media. In response to the crime, Loon made an official statement sending her condolences to the family and warning her friends to be careful when talking to strangers. Excuse me, warning her fans, not her friends, but although her friends too, maybe. Sharaban and Shakir were located and arrested, and as of late January 2023, Darren, we are up ripped out of the headlines with this week's episode. They have both been formally charged with Khadija's murder. The two are set to stand trial later this year and will both be facing a life sentence for their crime. So should they get convicted, it sounds like all of this stuff is
so
true.
Crazy. It's like, why not run away?
Yeah, why go to this length?
Why
for
kill
this?
Someone? Like, why not just try to run away at first? Like, you clearly have a boyfriend. You clearly have the means to kind of do this in a way, you know, because you're going to start a new life anyway. You know, is it for your parents to think that you're murdered so they never reach out to you? If you're an adult, you can pretty much disappear from your parents. Like, you don't have to answer their phone calls. Like, you don't have to.
Right.
You know, so that's what I'm looking
at. I don't know. I mean, it could be somewhat cultural. You know, I know that, you know, there's some Middle Eastern related cultural type of things happening here that aren't exactly.
But again, you're being like, oh, instead of just trying it, I'm going to kill someone.
Right.
Like,
no,
okay,
I know.
So the culture is like. And you know what? Looking at them online, I mean, they do look
very similar.
They do look very similar.
Wow.
They really do. They're both really pretty. Yeah. They're both really pretty.
What a tragic story, though. I mean, it's like, you know, this of all things, a beauty influencer, you know, and then to be stabbed 50 times in the face. I mean, good Lord, that's just
a
lot.
It's just super sad and super unfortunate.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
And this is a good warning for everyone out there, because obviously this is happening all the time. I mean, who knows? Like, people who are impersonating to be me, Andy's assistant. From what I've seen from the screen grabs, they've never offered to meet up, but maybe they're trying to get your information, your credit card, you know, give us $10 and we'll send you an Andy headshot. So like, just never do that. You know, have like 9 different forms of verification.
Definitely.
Ask to do Zoom first, you know, something like that. Make sure that they're on camera, just like you're on camera, everything.
Such good advice. And I will say too, just to touch back quickly about the online dating stuff. A lot of the online dating, all of the apps that I use for online dating do offer a live camera feature so that you can verify identity. A lot of people don't realize that, but like Tinder, Hinge, I believe does. What is another one that I know of? Anyway, they're usually there. There are ways to do that. So use that first. Don't ever give your phone number out, by the way. That's a really bad sign. Unless you can really feel like you trust somebody, or what I like to do is just like Snapchat or Instagram. That way I can see their social media presence.
Email, I think it's okay, but no information. Cause like someone having your email, I mean, isn't going to do much. Don't give them passwords, but just like always verify. And I will say in general, trust your gut with it. You know?
Yeah, totally.
If it seems fishy, it probably is fishy.
Absolutely. That's a great way to put it.
Well,
so tragic story. Darren.
Tragic story. Lucky for us, our listeners are not fishy or saucy. Some of them are. Fun listener shout outs.
Well, Sandy Swan, Darren, posted a picture of Frankenberry cereal with a headline about it causing pink poop. And now, Darren, Of course, I thought about you. Darren is a huge Frankenberry, Booberry, Count Chocula. Here I am as Count Chocula, by the way, for those of you watching Sussy Radish.
You're being Count Chocula for
Yep.
sure.
And I just want to say, I hope the cereal from your mom does not give you the, quote, pink shits. This is what
Sandy said.
Sent to us. Yes. So
thank you, Sandy. You know, it's funny because I just finished the box of cereal. I ate the whole box dry. I didn't have any milk with it. I just ate the whole
box
dry.
Oh, good snack. Good snack.
It's a good snack. It's a good, like, dessert. And sometimes I, like, eat the stuff that's not marshmallow so I can have, like, one bite that's just pure
marshmallow. Just
marshmallow? You know, like,
oh, a peek into Darren's brain, everybody.
I haven't had any pink poop yet, but Sandy Swan, I will let you know if I do, if
okay.
And when I do.
There we go.
And Catherine Cathera on Facebook said, I just want to take a minute to thank John Thrasher and Darren Carr for the shout outs they do. I got one on the Murdaugh update episode. It makes me feel like part of the podcast when I hear you guys read what I wrote. I get so excited and replay it over and over again. And I love how personable you two are with the podcast. You really make listeners feel like they matter and are part of something. That's why I wanted to shout you out again, Catherine.
I was going to say, Catherine's going to freak out when she hears this.
It felt very meta, and I hope you replay it over and over again. And John, I also wanted you to know on Patreon, there have been a number of people requesting that you finally wear a costume to one of our videos. And
a costume?
Something. Pikachu hat. Like, find something, bitch.
I know. Where is my Pikachu hat? I have no idea, actually.
Figure it out.
You don't. So basically, you're saying a regular black polo just simply isn't enough every
single
time.
It's not cutting it, sweetie.
All right, fair enough. I will find something to wear next week so that those of you who are Sussy Radishes can sign on and watch the podcast.
Don't be promising something you can't.
No,
keep.
I won't. I will do it this time. Usually, I run out of time, but I'll have time this weekend to find something. But like, what's gonna be better than the Snoopy outfit?
Just something, a sparkler, a lightning rod. Give us something,
sparkler.
John.
Imagine I light a sparkler.
Just like the
just
whole
like
time.
Put it in my head. Yeah, like put it
you
in
have
my
to keep
hair.
It lit the whole time, though, on the recording.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's fun.
Well, speaking of Patreon, sign up for Patreon to see some of these exclusive horrific images of us from time to time. See what we're wearing when we record. Sometimes it's a black polo. Sometimes it's a Snoopy outfit. You never know what you're going to get.
And then other times it's a black polo.
And other times you're just going to get a black polo.
That's right.
Join us for as little as $5 a month. That's all it takes. And actually can get it even cheaper if you sign up annually. You can be a friend, a best friend, a radish, or if you want to watch us every Sunday, a sussy radish.
This is obviously the best way to support the show directly. So thank you, no matter how much you have contributed. We also really appreciate written review, 5-star review, whatever you honestly want to do. That really helps us get seen. So that's super, super important. So even if you can't contribute monetarily, we also appreciate your thoughts and just a few minutes of your time. If you can't, don't worry about it, but we really appreciate it. All links for Patreon can be found in our show notes or patreon.com/shakenanddisturbed. That is all one word.
There you go. And of course, this episode is brought to you by none other than Megan. So let's give her some love. 1, 2, 3.
Thanks,
Megan.
A reminder to check your freshies, of course.
Check your freshies. If you don't know what that means, I don't know if you're a real fan of our show.
Yeah, you got to go back to a few episodes to actually get it. But John had to check his freshies and they got checked and now he's feeling better.
And now I feel like I could run a mile or two.
Keep that in mind, people. We're also going to keep, you know, like we said in NMR, close on that Adnan Syed case. So if anything kind of happens in the news, we'll be sure to flag it. Keep sending all your suggestions to us. And we will see you next week on the flip side.
Bye. I just like noticed like my chest hair was like a little bit much.
Can you keep
in the
this
video.
In? This? Yeah, keep your chest. Well,
oh
no, it's
God.
blocked by the mic. So you
know
can't really
funny?
See it.
I just hit stop on the recording, but not on the Zoom. And I was like, what do you mean keep this? And now I have to because all the listeners. Okay, well, listeners, it's been good.
Is my chest hair showing?
No, surprisingly not. You must have used, you must have used some Nair.
I shaved it. I did.
Yeah.
I did it. I did it.
All right. Listeners, we're out of here. Or viewers, I should say. Yeah.
Viewers, listeners, love you.
Bye.